This segment is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60. Start your day right with a healthy breakfast, including low-fat and fat-free dairy.
Glad you're back with us on Texans 360. And did you know that the president is a heck of a soccer player? We're talking about Texans team president Jamie Roots, and he does have a fantastic soccer background. You'll find out about that and much, much more in this one-on-one.
You used to work in corporate world for IBM and Procter & Gamble. How did you get your start in sports?
Well, I realized after my experience at IBM that I had a desire to be in sports in some way, and I visited with Bobby Robinson, who was our athletic director at Clemson, and told him about that. He said, well, do you want to be on the field or off the field? I said, I'm not really sure. So that led me to graduate school and an opportunity to be an assistant coach at Indiana University. And to be able to experience both, get a business degree, work in an athletic department, and coach. And at the end of that, said, you know, really, I think the business side of sports makes the most sense for me and long-term my career. And all in the background, I'd done all kinds of informational interviews because it's a very difficult industry to get into. Eventually, one of those relationships that I'd made gave me an opportunity to interview in Columbus, Ohio, with what would become the Columbus Crew with Lamar Hunt and with his team. And it all kind of went from there.
You played soccer for the Clemson Tigers. You were part of two NCAA title-winning teams.
Right.
How did that prepare you for working in the sports world?
Being a part of a sports team at any level teaches you so many great things about hard work, discipline, being able to cooperate and collaborate with others in order to achieve, you know, great goals, setting goals for yourself. You know, there's just so much that you learn. And being part of a championship team kind of showed you that the power, for me, the power of believing that neither team that won the national championship at Clemson, our 84 team or 87 team, you wouldn't have said at the beginning of the year that these guys are destined to make that happen. But we all believed that we could make it happen. And despite all the adversity that we faced, we persevered and wound up on top.
Something else that you helped make happen, you helped start up the Columbus Crew, and you
right.
were part of the Texans
right.
starting up two new franchises. So what was the biggest transition going from MLS to NFL for you?
The challenge of starting something from scratch that didn't exist was significant. But the principles that we used in launching the Columbus Crew, the exact same principles we put in place here with the Houston Texans. So there's a lot more similarities than there are differences. I do think the intensity of the media scrutiny that exists, I mean, you are constantly in the public eye when you're part of an NFL franchise. And that's got some great benefit to you. There's also some challenges. I mean, everybody's watching every step. And so you really, in terms of measuring twice and cutting once in everything that you do, that was absolutely needed. And in an MLS environment, when you're starting something up and there's not that much of a spotlight, you can try a whole lot of things and just keep the things that work. We have to be a little more measured in what we do and all of our P's and Q's being watched throughout.
Speaking of passions, one of your passions is creating a raving fan base.
Right.
And that's got to be a challenge because you've got two new franchises, the Texans. You had to create a fan base from the ground up. And here you are in a franchise that's had a record number of sellouts.
Right.
What were some of those challenges like in getting to this point?
Well, the first thing we had to do is lay down a set of principles. And we did that in Columbus. And here with the Texans, we started with a vision of most respected, most valuable professional sports franchise in the world. Things like create raving fans, which is, it's not necessarily about the connection with the game. It's about somebody that has an experience with our organization that's so exceptional that they go out and tell somebody else. And that's how you build a large and loyal base, is one person at a time.
You've experienced so many things in your career. When you look back, what do you feel is your biggest accomplishment?
Well, I think it's been really rare to have an opportunity to be part of two professional sports team startups. And what I'm most proud of is that both of them were built to last. The fundamental principles that we put in place at the beginning, the people that were put in place, and then they all get what we're here to do, what we have a passion for, what we can be the best in the world at, and understand what drives the engine of that organization, it's amazing what you can get accomplished. So I'm just really proud that they've both been sustainable franchises. And here in Houston, I mean, it's gone from a good to a great to an exceptional, and the future is even more exciting than what's happened in the past. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
All right, lastly, when someone hears the word Houston Texans, what are the words that you want associated with this franchise?
Certainly passion. We have a passion for our community. We have a passion for what we do. We have a passion for our customers and for our fans. Integrity, honesty, and we're a hardworking group. I mean, we realize we've got to work hard every year to earn respect and earn support from our community. And so those are some of the words I'd like to see mentioned when people talk about the Houston Texans.
A little later, we go all around the nation with the traveling Texans, but coming up next, we're going late night with Brandon Brooks. Don't go anywhere. Texans 360 returns.